This morning we'll continue the second sermon from last week in the same series, Understanding Trials and Temptation 2.
今天我们将继续上个星期的这个讲到，就是试验了解这个试验和试探下。
The passage is on James chapter 1, verse 12-18.
那经文取自雅各书第一章第十二至十八节。
I'll read it to you in English. We wait for the slides. Sorry.Just take note, the clock here is a bit slow. Yeah, so it's not that we're ending very early today. Later on, we'll be having the report from AGM. So I would like to ask that the congregation stay behind for the report for next week is AGM. Do you have a Bible with you?If you do, then maybe you flip to James chapter 1, verse 12 to 18. I'll read it to you in English. Okay, good. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil,And he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights,with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Well, who of us here have never experienced trials or temptations in our life? Please raise your hand.
那请问我们当中呢，有谁从没有遇到试验或者试探的？请举手。
No one?
没有人?
No saints here.
这里没有圣人吗?
I believe that all of us here have experienced trials and temptations in different forms in our life at some point in our time.
那我相信每个人呢都曾经经历这个试验与试探。
There is no one here or in the world who would claim otherwise.
没有人是例外的。
Even Jesus, our Lord, have experienced the temptation by Satan, three temptations of Satan at the start of his ministry.
那就连我们的主耶稣呢，他在事工开始时，也曾遭这个撒旦的三次试探。
But what exactly are trials and temptations?
但究竟什么是试验与试探呢？
Why do we experience them?
那我们为什么会经历他们呢？
Who is the source of these trials and temptations?
那谁又是这些试验与试探的源头？
God?
是神吗？
Satan?
撒旦？
Or someone else?
还是别人呢？
What is the nature of trials and temptations?
那试验和试探究竟是什么呢?
Today we will explore the biblical understanding of trials and temptation as described in the letter of James.
那今天我们就从这个雅各的信中探讨这个试验与试探在圣经中的意思。
Now the letter of James has been described as a collection of wise proverbs.
那雅各的信呢就被形容成这个作者给予基督徒的这个箴言。
With the author giving godly advice to Christians on how to live a faithful and righteous Christian life.
那作者就教导了基督徒如何过着忠心与公义的基督徒生活。
It is both practical and puzzling at times.
那它既实际，但也令人迷惑。
Sometimes we struggle to understand the relevance of this letter in modern times.
那有时候我们会难以理解这个信与我们这个时代的这个关联。
But at times we acknowledge that these wise sayings have somehow stood the test of time.
但有时我们又得承认这些箴言承受了时间的考验。
It was relevant to the first century reader, but is it relevant for us in the 21st century?
那他们对第二十一世纪的读者是否就像对第一世纪的读者同样有关联呢？
Our experiences may be different, but nonetheless, we continue to struggle with trials and temptations today.
那虽然我们的经历不同，但我们仍然继续与试验与试探挣扎。
Pastorally, James wrote about concrete problems in the believer's life, like testing, faith, wisdom, anger, compassion, the poor, envy, the rich, and praying for the sick.
那雅各写到这个考验信仰、智慧、愤怒、怜悯、穷苦的、嫉妒、富裕的，还有为病痛的祷告。
The question is not if James is still relevant for us, but how is James relevant for us today?
那问题不是雅各书是否还有实际价值，而是雅各书如何与今时的我们有关联。
How can we practice what is being written into our daily lives?
那我们要如何将所写的融入到我们的日常生活中？
Let's begin with verse 12.
让我们从第十二节开始。
Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him.
忍受试炼的是蒙福的，因为他经过考验以后，就要得到生命的冠冕，就是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Now this verse is actually a summary of verses 2 to 11, as what we read from last week.
那这节呢，其实是第二至第十一节的这个总结。
It established the theme that God rewards those who endure testing.
那它确立了这个神奖励那些忍受考验的主题。
Consider it a blessing when you are being tested because you have stood the test of time.
那被试探呢，其实是一种福气，因为你经过试验以后
，God will reward you with the crown of life.
那神将奖励你生命的冠冕。
Now here James speaks the same tone as Apostle Paul when he tells Timothy that he has fought the good fight and has finished the race and the crown of righteousness is waiting for him in heaven.
那雅各就跟保罗一样，保罗他告诉这个提摩太，他打过了美好的仗，跑尽了当跑的路，有公义的冠冕在天堂等着他。
So the reward for faithfulness is eternal life.
因此，忠心的奖励就是永生。
But James here is not suggesting a new theology.
那雅各其实并不是在说新的这个神学。
Often we hear Christians debating about the role of faith and works relation to salvation.
那我们经常听到基督徒讨论这个得救是因信心还是行为。
Oh, we ask, is it faith that saves us, or is it by works?
那我们会问，是信心还是行为救了我们？
This has troubled many Christians in the past and even today.
那这困扰了世代的基督徒。
The reason that James is able to say that the reward of faithfulness is eternal life is because his theology is Christ-centered.
那雅各之所以说呢，信心的奖励是永生，是因为他的神学是以基督为中心。
Faithfulness is never a work of humans alone.
那信心并不单是人的信心。
It is always faithfulness in Christ or faithfulness in God.
而是在基督里的中心。
Christians often mistakenly put the two apart.
那基督徒常把这两件事分开。
Faithfulness as humans and faithfulness in God.
那他把人和基督里的信心分开。
This is wrong.
那这是错的。
For the Christian writer, there is no faithfulness without Christ.
那对于雅各来说呢，没有基督就没有信心。
There is no faith without works.
那没有这个信心，没有行为就没有信心。
And there are no works without faith.
没有信心也没有行为。
For in James chapter 2 it tells us, for faith without works is dead.
那在雅各第二章呢，他就说，信心若没有行为就是死的。
Therefore, the reward for faithfulness in Christ.Is eternal life.
那因此呢，在基督里的信心的奖励就是永生。
This leads us to the next question.
那我们就来到下一个问题。
Who is the one testing us?
是谁在试探我们？
Here, James is quick to remind the readers that when someone is tempted, let no one say, "I'm tempted by God."
那雅各就提醒了读者，被试探的时候呢，不可以说我是被神试探。
Such a statement.I'm being tempted by God was probably a common saying in those days.
那 这样的说法呢，或许是在当时的基督徒当中常说的一句话。
The early Christians faced persecution, oppression from the Roman Empire.
那早期的基督徒呢，就遭受了这个罗马帝国的这个迫害和欺压。
So in fact, sometimes we continue to say this among the Christian community today. God is testing me.
那因此就是到今时，我们也常听到基督徒常说神在试探我。
So here James shares his theological insights with us.
那这里雅各就说到。
Now for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one.
因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
God does not tempt us.
神并不试探我们。
But does God test us?
但神考验我们吗？
Some of you may be wondering what is the difference between trials, temptations, and tests.
那你们或许会问，这个试验、试探和这个考验有什么不同？
So it's common for Christians to differentiate between these words.
那基督徒常会区分这三个字的意思。
Sometimes we hear that trials refer to hardship in life.
那我们会说试验指的是生命中的艰苦。
Like the difficult time when we lose a loved one.
就如失去心爱的人。
Temptation is often associated with the struggle of sin in our lives.
那试探呢，就指我们与罪恶的挣扎。
While test is sometimes about making difficult moral choices.
那考验呢，就是指要做出困难的选择。
Doing the right thing at the right time.
在适当的时候做正确的事。
But when I read in the letter of James, I discovered something.
但当我在读这个雅各的信的时候，我却发现到
the author does not make a distinction between these words.
雅各并没有对这些字做出什么区别。
He uses two different Greek words interchangeably to describe these three words.
那他用了两个希腊字语呢，来形容这三个字。
Now they are peresmon and dokimon.
Peresmon 和 dokimon.
Not Pokemon, huh? They are used of a person who is currently in the process of struggle or hardship.
那这两个字呢，就形容了一个在挣扎和受苦的人。
The emphasis is on being in the process or in the midst of suffering.
重点是指在受试验的过程当中。
But then in verse 12, James went on to describe a specific kind of testing.
但在第十二节呢，雅各就形容了某种考验。
Now he uses the adjective dokimos.
他就用了另一个字
instead,
dokimos.
It is a testing that has stood the test of time.
这是指信心的考验。
The word dokimos is originally used to describe the refining of gold and silver.
那 dokimos 呢，本来是用来形容这个精炼金和银。
But Paul and James.Used it to describe the refining of our faith.
但保罗和雅各呢，就用来形容精炼我们的信心。
As seen in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 to 7.
就如彼得前书第一章至第六至七节。
Let me read to you. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of faith, of your faith, more precious than gold.That perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
因此，你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中，暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验，仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So here the word dokimos is used of someone who has stood the test.
那在这里呢 ，dokimos 是指一个被考验过的人。
The emphasis is used of a person who demonstrated true faithfulness after the process of testing and refining.
那一个他是注重在一个。被考验但展现忠心的人。
So to James, it does not matter what kinds of trials and temptations or tests you are being subjected to.
那对雅各来说呢，无论我们受了什么样的试验、试探或考验。
It could be the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, or struggle with sin, or making a moral choice.
那或许是失去了心爱的人，失去了工作，与罪恶挣扎， 或做得做出道德的选择。
The emphasis is how we deal with the situation we are currently in.
那重点是在于我们如何去应对所处的情况。
The emphasis is on enduring these trials and temptations in life.
那重点是在忍受生命中的试验和试探。
And when we have successfully endured through it, the process of testing, we will be given a crown of life.
那当我们受过试验呢，必得生命的冠冕，作为我们在基督里的中心的奖励。
Like they often say, it is not the destination but the journey.
就常说到，重点不在于终点，而是路程。
The same applies here.
这里也是相同的。
What happens when we are tested?
那我们被考验时会怎样呢
？Who is testing us?
谁在考验我们
？What should we do when we are being tested?
我们在被考验时应该怎么样？
James believed that the source of temptation is not God, neither is it Satan, but one's own desire.
那雅各相信呢，这个试探的来源不是神，也不是撒旦，而是个人的私欲。
Paul takes a more pastoral but different approach in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
那保罗就在哥林多书前书第十章章第十三节说道。
No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Even though Paul does not specify God as the source of testing, he believes that God is sovereign and has control over the intensity of the temptation.
那虽然保罗呢，他没有指定神是试验的来源，但他相信神是至高无上的，他能主控我们的试探的这个程度。
God will not allow one to be tempted beyond one's ability.
那神呢，必不叫我们受试探过于所能受的。
This understanding of God's sovereignty is also shared by Jesus in the Lord's Prayer.
那耶稣在这个主导文中呢，也是这样对神的至高无上有着同样的了解。
So, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
不叫我们遇见试探，教我们脱离凶恶。
God may not be the source of temptation or evil, but he has control over the intensity and the various kinds of temptations in our life.
那神虽不是试探与恶的来源，但他能控制我们所受的试探的这个程度。
So this is James' message to us.
那这是雅各给我们的这个讯息。
All of us will face trials and temptation of various kinds and various intensity.
那我们会那我们会遇见各种各样的这个试探与试验。
Take responsibility for your decisions you make in life.
那我们需要为自己的这个选择负起责任。
Watch your hearts.
看守你的心。
Jesus says in Mark chapter 7 verse 21.
那耶稣在马可福音第七章第二十一节说。
For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality,Theft, murder, adultery.
因为从里面，就是从人心里发出恶念，苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫。
James believed that sin is conceived right in the hearts of human desire.
那雅各相信呢，人的私欲怀了罪恶。
And over time, desire gives birth to sin, and sin eventually gives birth to death.
而过些时候呢，私欲就会生出罪来，那罪呢，最终就生出死来。
So like pregnancy, this process of desire, sin, and death is just as slow and concealed.
那就如怀孕一样，这私欲、罪恶到死的过程呢，是漫长和隐藏的。
In a similar fashion, James uses the same imagery to describe the positive process of tests, endurance, and life.
那雅各也用了相同的这个方式，以同样的比喻来形容考验、忍耐和生命，这个正面的过程。
In last week's sermon, he speaks of trials or testing that leads to faithfulness, and faithfulness leads to life.
那就在上个星期的讲道呢，他就说到，试验生忍耐，而忍耐必得生命。
So James takes on the role of the pastor and ministers to his community of believers by telling them that sin lives in your hearts.
那雅各呢，就以牧师的这个身份，向他的教会里的信徒说，罪恶源自我们的心。
It is neither God nor Satan who tempts us or puts us in these sinful situations.
那试探我们和让我们面对这些罪恶的情况的，并不是神或撒旦。
We are by nature sinful.
我们的本性是罪恶的。
God did not put sin in us.
神并没有把罪恶放入我们。
God made us humans with free will to choose God or not.
那神造我们的时候呢，让我们自由地选择，神与否。
It is us who choose to disobey God's will.
是我们选择不遵守神的旨意。
The human nature is as such, sinful and desire things which are ungodly.
那人的本性是罪恶，渴望邪恶的东西。
When sin is left untouched, it eats us up from the inside.
那当我们不控制罪恶的时候呢，它将从里面将我们吞食。
Anger becomes hatred.
愤怒成为憎恨。
Love becomes lust.
爱成为色欲。
Power, greed, sexual immorality, pride are just some of the manifestation of sin in our lives.
那权力、贪念、苟合、骄傲，只是几种我们日常生活中罪恶的化身。
Left alone, it grows best in the dark.
那如果我们不管它呢，它将在黑暗中滋长。
As Christians, many of us live a secret life of sin.
那身为基督徒呢，我们很多都过着不为人知的人生。
An unresolved sin grows deeper and deeper, bigger by the passing day.
那没被化解的罪恶呢，将随着日子的过去，长大加深。
A dark secret will soon lead to death.The death of one's faith.
那一个黑暗的秘密呢，将导致信心的死亡。
Over time, we lose our faith in ourselves and in those around us.
那随着时间的过去，我们将对自己和对周围的人失去信心。
And ultimately, we even lose faith in God.
而最终，我们将对神失去信心。
We lose grip of life.
我们对生命失去控制。
We lose everything.
我们失去一切。
The gift of life which was freely given to you has been put to waste.
我们浪费了生命。
God gives us life.
神赐予我们生命。
While sinful desires give us death.
而罪恶的私欲带给我们死亡。
Some of us here struggle with God every day.
有些人每天都在和神挣扎。
We do not hear him even though we are in church every week.
我们虽然每星期都到教堂，却听不见他的声音。
We pray, but we only hear our own voices.
我们祷告时只听到自己的声音。
We live secret lives.
我们过着不为人知的生活。
We are spiritually dead every single day.
我们每天没有靠神灵活着。
We are the walking dead.
我们是行尸走肉。
We lose the joy of life and the passion of worshiping God.
我们失去了生命的乐趣和敬拜神的这个热忱。
We no longer know God intimately.
我们不再与神有亲密的关系。
We may read the Bible, but nothing touches our hearts.
我们读着圣经，但没有一点感动。
Our heart is full of deceit and evil.
我们的心充满了诡计与邪恶。
Our heart is no longer pure.
我们的心不再纯洁。
James warns us.In verses 17 to 18, to not be deceived.
雅各在第十七和十八节中告诫我们不要受骗。
Do not believe in the lies you have been hearing about God and about temptations.
不要相信我们听到有关于神与试探的这个谎言。
God does not tempt.
神是不会试探我们的。
He is good and will only give good things to his children.
他只会给他的子女好的东西。
Like wisdom.
就如智慧。
Stay strong and continue to believe that the Father of lights will lead us out of darkness.
保持坚强，继续相信光之父能带领我们走出黑暗。
Like the stars which guided the explorers in the deserts, God, the Father of lights, will guide us in our wilderness.
那就如带领走失的探险员走出沙漠的星星， 神也会引导在旷野中的我们。
1 John chapter 1 verse 5 tells us that God is light and in him there is no darkness.
约翰一书第一章第五节告诉我们，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 6 says, For I the Lord do not change.
马拉基书第三章第六节告诉我们，因我耶和华是不改变的。
God is faithful even when we are not.
那就当我们没有信心时呢，神仍然保持忠心。
God will not change his love for us.
神对我们的爱是不会改变的。
James wants us to know that not all is lost.
那雅各要我们知道，
Even when we are living in sin, God is steadfast.And will continue to help us through the good times and the bad.
就像我们活在罪恶中呢，神仍坚定地继续帮助我们度过美好的时光。
So in the midst of every trial and temptation, there is hope.
在每个试验和试探中都含有希望。
There is renewal.
有更新。
There is regeneration of faith.
有信心的重建。
There is transformation.
有改变。
Two things we must remember from James.
我们要从雅各的信息中记得两个重点。
Our God is good.
神是好的。
Our God is unchanging in his love for us.
神对我们的爱是不变的。
There is such hope because God's own will has brought forth Jesus Christ to be the word of truth.
那我们有这样的盼望是因为神按自己的旨意用真道生了我们。
That we should be a kind of first fruits among creatures.
叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像初熟的果子。
We are God's first fruits.
我们应该是在神所造的万物中，成初熟的果子。
We should be the best to be offered to God.
我们应该做到最好的。
We are the pioneers of God's redeeming work.
我们是神造物的先锋。
We are God's testimony to the world of unbelief.
那我们是神给没有信仰的世界的见证。
God sees us as most valuable and precious.
神视我们为最有价值和宝贵的。
It is God's desire for us to remain faithful in the word of truth, in God's word, in Jesus Christ.
神希望我们保持忠心。
When we remain in our old self, we are dead in our transgression.
当我们继续做回原本的自己，我们在犯罪中死亡。
But when we are in Christ, we are a new creation.
但当我们活在基督中，我们是新造的人。
We are God's first fruits.
我们是神初熟的果子。
For God is our ever help in our every trial and temptation.
因为神会在我们所有的试验和试探中帮助我们。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our most loving and heavenly Father, we thank you for you love us so much, Lord. I pray for every